Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging in there. We're talking about today cryptocurrency, that is fiat phony money, if you want to get the Youngblood vernacular on it, cryptocurrency and prophecy. How does it fit into the big picture of where we're going as a globe and as a nation? And how does the Joe Biden administration fit into it? What are we seeing as the precursor to the cryptocurrency and what is taking place today and where we're going? And I talked about it just a moment ago, and I'll just tie up the loose ends and they'll go to our next caller. But through the COVID pandemic, we've set the stage with the nation submitting to government, bowing to government out of fear, notwithstanding the fact that the Word of God says that God's given us not the spirit of fear, but of faith. We ought not to have fear today. We need to faith God. But nevertheless, we have the whole society today bowing and submitting to government out of fear and hysteria. The lockdown has caused that. The years cost the nation billions and billions of dollars. It is the great transfer of power and of money. It is the reset, if you please, as some have called it, from the shadow government that's looming now to set up the socialist, Marxist, communist, Maoist form of government for the United States of America. But we watched that for years. Churches have been closed down, panic-stricken, thinking that somehow, some way, COVID just looms and lives at the pulpits and the pews of our churches. And so pastors without a spine, pastors without a backbone, pastors that are still hiding under the bed and in the closet, keeping the churches closed down. All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, are the precursor to where we're going as a nation. And as I'll further elaborate, you have to cause the people to be panic-stricken. You have to, by cause of fear and panic, separate the society. As a result of that, you then get them to submit to a vaccination that will ultimately be transferred into what will ultimately be the mark of the beast, the identification COVID pass, if you will, and then taking away the weapons, the educational system, the healthcare system. All of this plays into the ultimate, and the final is taking the funds out of your pocket. The greenbacks will be no more when Nancy Pelosi passes this stimulus bill because it has the cryptocurrency in it. I believe Tom is on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask you, if they're going to go to the Bitcoin, how will they pay off the Federal Reserve, the huge debt? Is that why they're just printing money with impunity, that they don't worry about ever paying them off? And how is this going to affect the stock market?
Well, right now, I think the stock market is gleeful over the potentiality of the possibility of it, because they will be in greater control and charge of the finances and the funds around the globe. And I've got an article that I'll touch on later, but I'll just give you an insight with it. China, one of the major precursors, one of the major instigators, one of the major fundamental causes of China going to the cryptocurrency, the yuan as it is called, is so that they can eliminate their debt. In fact, I've forgotten the number, some astronomical amount that they will be eliminating as a result of that. It is, let's see if I can touch on it real quickly. They have major mega debt that is going to the cryptocurrency, or the E1, as they're calling it. They eliminate mega billions of dollars of debt that they have been under. Let's see. It says here the E1 may provide a solution to China's long-standing, long, bad debt. The country's currency currently has 2.4 trillion won. That is $341 billion of official recognized bad debt due to the illegal yet popular practice of obtaining multiple loans pledges for their collateral. And it goes on to talk about it. But it will wipe out the debt, uncollectible debt that you the nation of China has. And I believe it's the same modus operandi and the same mode and methodology that will be used by the United States of America, just as you've said. And I think you have good insight on that, Tom, is that there's mega debt. Right now, if the interest rate goes from the zero or less than 1%, 0.25% at the Fed window, if it goes to 5%, if it goes to 6% or 4%, United States of America would take all of its income to pay the annual interest due on the debt that is owed by the United States of America. That's how close we are. We're bankrupt. It just hadn't been declared as a nation. And cryptocurrency, the online currency, the electronic money, will be the way to avoid having any debt repayment, just as China is doing as we speak, will be the roadmap for the United States of America, in my most humble opinion. Now, if any listener out there, if you've got an objection to that, if you've got a rationale or an argument against that or proof otherwise, tell me. I'd love to hear it. But, Tom, I believe that's where we're headed. And one of the major, major things that our listeners need to understand through the COVID pandemic, through the lockdown, through the mask mandate, now through the ultimate where it's headed with the COVID vaccination, COVID pass mandate, we are watching the stage being set with the final straw being broken will be that of the financing. You see, if any government can control your medical care, can control your educational system, can control your right of defense, and can control your finances, they control you. And so, Tom, I want our listeners to understand we're on the very verge of 1,000% control of the citizens of the United States of America through the federal government, and that will be finalized when the cryptocurrency goes into effect.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I think you're right on, Dr. Youngblood.
We need to keep praying. Go ahead.
What do you think about the invasion of the White House? Wouldn't you call that the American public served a no-knock warrant on the feds? They didn't like it.
You can call it that. I laugh because it's a good term, I believe. But what we're finding is that almost at least 1 month before January the 6th, when that took place, the federal government, the FBI, the Secret Service already knew that there were plans by Antifa and Black Lives Matter to infiltrate the Trump supporters to make it look as though it was the Trump team that broke in and destroyed parts of the Capitol. Now, yes, there were some good guys that got thrust into the midst of that, but it was not the intent. The move on the Capitol, according to the FBI, took place, the move that is going in to crunch against, take down the barriers, and try to break into the Capitol, was taking place a good 45 minutes before Trump ever completed his speech to the people. There's not one word in his speech that would be an incitement to riot, an incitement for insurrection, an incitement for damage. Not one squeak, but yet he is being accused of that today and will go to trial on that basis. It is my prayer that God will vindicate him. And may I just tuck this in? It's my prayer that President Trump will start the Patriot Party. It's my prayer that he will go ahead and set up an online, platform for all conservatives to be involved in, to exchange ideas and thoughts and communication, because part of what we've seen with the Biden administration, even prior to his going into office, is that the social media, through the authorization, if you please, because 14 of the big tech people out of the big tech executive group now serves in part of the transition team for Biden and will serve as part of the cabinet and leadership for Joe Biden. Big tech owns and controls, in joint effort with China, the man called Joe Biden. So going back to your theme or thought, yes, it was the Trump followers, the good guys, the please call them the patriots, that were saying, we're here, we want to be heard, we want to be seen. You go back to when we left England, there were 33 charges against the king. The king would not listen. The king would not allow any dissenting voice. The king refused that. As a result of that, there was the revolution that took place that brought about the birth of the United States of America. So I'm not authorizing any harm or death or damage in that fashion. That took place at the hands of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the thuggery that had infiltrated the Trump rally group. But what we're saying is that we're watching the hand of God. It is not by accident. It's not some fluke. It's not some happenstance that we look at with fright and fear. We need to understand, especially as Christians, God's still on the throne. God's still in control. God still has a prophetic calendar that he's working on. And when we look at the eschatological text of the Word of God, we see the hand of the clock moving rapidly toward what I call midnight or zero hour when the rapture of the church takes place. But Tom, thank you so much for your call and for your insight. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have another caller on the line. Joseph, go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'm feeling excitement rather than fear today at what you're saying. And
absolutely. We need to be excited.
Yeah, I mean, can be fearful, but we know how it's all going to play out if you know the Word of God.
Absolutely.
But, cryptocurrency and electronic money is simply another lever of power and control. Increasingly everything is global economy, global government, global education, global medical. And the Democrats and socialists are confirmation that we are maybe very near the rapture because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, they're
That's
so untruthful,
10,
and they just love being
yes,
untruthful.
Absolutely. I believe that's where we are, and I believe we have been watching the desensitization of Americans, and perhaps even call it globally, where the citizens in America in particular, we've been told we've got to lock down. We've been told we've got to wear a mask. We've been told that we've got to receive a vaccination. And it's been proven by good science and not the voodoo science that Anthony Fauci represents or Dr. Birx represents. It's been proven that masks have no zip zero, no way of deflecting or preventing the COVID-19. In fact, 85% of those that died with COVID thus far, 97% of them, wore masks, and yet they got COVID. In fact, the mask says on the side of the box, when you buy a box of the mask at Walmart or any other place, it says it does not prevent COVID. And yet people go around with their windows rolled up, with the latex gloves on and the mask on as they zip down the highways. But the whole thing is, Joseph, the stage is being set. People have become submissive to what the government is saying. And part of that submissiveness brings to the point then of being able to accept the cryptocurrency. In fact, without the vaccination, we'll not be able to enter into a building, a hospital building, a doctor's office building. You'll not be able to have medical services, medical insurance. We'll not be able to have authority to go on an airplane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The whole thing is the COVID pass is one of next to the final things that will take place. The final thing, as I see it, for the Antichrist to be in full control of where you go, what you do, and be able to track everyone, it will be that of the cryptocurrency. But, Joseph, thank you so much for your call. God bless you today. Keep on looking up, brother. You're on the right track with where we're looking and what we're seeing. Keep in the Word. That's the only weapon that we have against the world and what's taking place. I believe we have Jim on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, doctor. I'm looking forward as an opportunity to reach others with the message of Jesus Christ. I think it's nobody knows when he'll be here. You know, the time and the hour is up to the Father. Anyway, back to the other part, the social credit card that China is instituting against their population there, the cryptocurrency actually enhances that. And that was actually enabled and made possible by big tech. And I do believe that they want the same thing here in the United States, to be able to control people through social media, cryptocurrency, and have it all tied together. And then those that are the dissenters are just simply left out of the game that they want to play and their ends of control.
You're exactly right. That is right on target with the statement. The social credit system, for our listeners that may not be familiar with it, in the nation of China, is simply a tracking system of every human being. They track every human being by way of what we would call the electronic system, by cell telephones, primarily in China, by the cameras that's watching every movement on every square inch of every street and every highway and every alley in the nation of China. And if you follow China, if you follow the leadership in China, the government, you have social credits that's built up where we'd call them, if you want to use the old term, brownie points, where they get extra credit. If you follow the government, you'll beat it to the government. You snitch on your neighbors, you tell on your neighbors, then you'll be able to buy, sell, and trade. You'll be able to go to college or university. You'll be able to buy a car, rent a house, or rent an apartment. Otherwise, your credit score is down. You can't move. You can't buy. You can't sell. You can't trade. You can't go to school. You can't go to university. You can't go to any of the special events in the nation of China. It's literally a controlling factor. And as you've said, it's wedded inextricably now with the cryptocurrency, call it the yuan, in China, where if you do not follow the mandate of government, all they need to do is push the button. I'm using that term, the flip of a switch, the pushing of the button to cut off your funds. And we're on the fast track for that in the United States of America. Jim, I believe we are absolutely in the lion's mouth. I personally don't believe there's any reversal of it or any turning back, because right now with China, there's several other nations that's on the fast track doing the same thing. America's wanted to get in on the lead horse, if you will, for doing the same thing. And it's simply unwittingly, unknowingly, because their eyes, as you said, have been blinded. They do not recognize the truth of the Word of God. Therefore, they're simply doing what is expedient for them to have power and control. And as a result of that, we're on the fast track for total control of every citizen in the United States of America.
Well, our big tech is responsible for the Chinese setting it up.
Yes.
American companies actually help them. So the system is here already. It's just a matter of instituting it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, this was with the some of our listeners may understand. Last year, when there was a movement with several trillion, I think it's like right at $2 trillion that was being pushed for the stimulus package by Nancy Pelosi, it was in the bill then. And, of course, it had to be taken out. I believe it was when they finally passed the bill, somehow there was a maneuver and got that cryptocurrency taken out. The bill that they're now pushing, cryptocurrency is back in the bill. If it is passed without that being deleted, we'll be on the fast track for, I would say, for it to be instituted, it would probably be less than 6 months for it to go into full force. And so, Jim, what that means and what that says to me is that not only are they presently tracking every human being. In fact, if you've got a cell phone, if it's been updated, or if it's a new cell phone with a new software package, right now, every human being with a cell phone in the pocket, even if the phone is off, we're being tracked. And right now, Bill Gates, through his company, Microsoft, they're already involved in the final preparation of the absolute app that will have the little, what is it called, the QR score or the card or the chip that will be able to upload that, and you will be able to be notified if you're within 6 feet of somebody that has it is the QR code. That's what it is. It's that you'll be able to be told that you're close to somebody with COVID, and the design purpose is supposedly to help the world, to help us be able to avoid COVID or other pathogens in the future, but it will be a major tracking device. So, Jim, with that in mind, we know we're being tracked. We know we'll continue to continue with the geo-tracking on a global basis. Then that tracking also will include what you spend, where you go, what you buy, what you can or cannot buy. And again, like the Chinese system with the social score, social credit, if you're good guy, good gal, and you follow the government, then you'll be able to be freely buying and selling. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but Jim, that's pretty ominous to me. But as I see that taking place again, it's God's eschatological prophetic text jumping off the page, being fulfilled to show us as Christians in particular that we know that God is still in control. Regardless
yes,
of the
he is.
regardless of what is taking place otherwise, we need to, as Christians, sit up, realize that God's doing it, not that we've got to roll over and play dead. We need to still fight it until the death of our bodies. I told my wife one time, by the way, I said, I'm not going to stop fighting until I go on to be with Jesus, and even at that, open the foot of the casket and see my feet still moving. I believe that we need to continue. I believe that we need to continue to defend the truth, stand for the truth, love the truth, and recognize that God's still in control. We need to be ready to leave this world in the next second, but prepare as though we're going to be here for the next 1,000 years.
Agreed. Amen.
Brother, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your insight. Keep on looking up. Don't give up. Keep on doing the battle, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the cryptocurrency and prophecy. How does that fit into what God is doing? Here's an article that says, the U.S. Congress digital dollar hearing. It says, just a year or two ago, the concept of central bank digital currency, particularly in the United States, was novel. It was interesting. Currently, however, most of the world regarded the electronic currency, as being a technology for the future, but it's coming about even now. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Excited about the future, what God is doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have to realize, Dr. Youngblood, that God didn't just wake up suddenly and looked and said, well, Joe Biden has stolen the election, and my God, I got to do something now to make things right for my people.
That's right.
No, sir, that's not the case. I mean, God is still in control. I mean, he's sitting high and he's looking low, and he's still got all power in his hands. But what we have to realize on today, Dr. Youngblood, I have read down through the scriptures in Genesis chapter 47, where money failed in the land before, and all the possessions that the people had, they even sold themselves over to the Pharaoh. And that sounds like what our government is trying to do. They're trying to motivate things toward that same direction on today for the many people that will be fearful enough to not trust in God. But at the end of the story in Genesis 47, throughout all of the things that they went through, Dr. Youngblood, God still brought them out. And if we just remember to hold on to God's unchanging hand, the end result will be we will still get the victory. But listen, I remember the other day, I think you had for a topic on one of the programs, that we have not been this way heretofore. No,
That's right. We haven't.
We have never been this way before. But what we have to realize, Dr. Youngblood, we still have to be bold soldiers in Christ.
Amen.
We still
Amen.
Have to keep the faith, and we still have to trust in God no matter what. Because, you see, God don't need anybody to show him how to be God. He's got that down pat. He knows
Amen.
How to be God, and he knows how to be a good leader. So if we just trust in him on today, he's still going to bring us out. Even though money might fail, everything else might fail, all things around us might seem like it's going down. But we have to realize that if we stand on the word of God, we are standing on a solid foundation. Amen?
Amen, Amen, brother. That's a good note for us to think on today and realize that. Well, if we're in the word of God, if we trust in the word of God, we're standing on the word of God. As you said, we're standing on solid foundation. Brother, that's exactly right. We need to
Amen.
Invite our listeners to keep on keeping on. Don't toss in the towel. Don't bow. Don't bend. And just as the three Hebrew young men, they didn't burn when they were thrown in the furnace. Contrarywise, when they looked into the furnace, there was not three, but four. And the scripture says, one like unto the Son of Man. That was Jesus Christ, pre-incarnate Christ, in the fiery furnace with them, protecting them. Just as Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, our God shall fight for us. And that's exactly what we need to recognize today, that our God
Amen.
Shall fight for us. We're not in the battle by ourselves. We're not alone. The Lord Jesus Christ, through the work of the Holy Spirit, is closer to us today than our next breath. So, Brother Davis, thank you so much for your call and your insight. Keep on looking up. Let's lift up our heads, because our redemption draws nigh. Thank you
Amen.
So much,
Thanks,
and God
sir.
Bless you today. Thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, H.R., that's House Resolution 6154, Cryptocurrency Act of 2020. That was introduced last year as an individual bill. And it's the Cryptocurrency Act, the House of Representatives of the United States that introduced that. And that's attachment now. That's part of. Don't you be deceived and think that the stimulus relief bill has all to do with just money. It doesn't. Part of it's going to give about $50 billion to the city of or for the state of New York. and the same amounts, generally speaking, major mega billions of dollars to these failed cities and states that are blue states across America. It's stuffed with that. And then things like the cryptocurrency, the e-currency that they want to put out, is another fashion of totally controlling us. This article that talked about it in the last year's bill said, flash forward 2 years, China has already ramped up all of its efforts to launch a digital currency on its own. Facebook, you might recall this too, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook has attempted to launch a global digital currency themselves, but it was seen as a threat to the U.S. economy. And further, the article states, while scrambling to launch economic stimulus programs that included quantitative easing and the sending of millions of personal checks, several earlier drafts of stimulus bills by the United States Congress, including something novel, interesting, and totally unprecedented, the mention of cryptocurrency, digital dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the fast track. But the bottom line is, we find with the cryptocurrency, the e-currency, as it is called, there are some nations that have declared cryptocurrency as illegal: Algeria, Bolivia, Ecuador, Bangladesh, Nepal, Macedonia. And I don't know why that has such a major significance, but one writer seems to think that it was. There's several of those that have come together and said, we're not going to take any cryptocurrency or e-currency. This article says, why a Fed issued digital dollar nearly made the U.S. Congress $2 trillion stimulus bill. And it goes on to talk about the Democrats' draft initially including the digital dollars. The U.S. Congress set the hearts of the cryptocurrency holders flutter last week, pushing Bitcoin by nearly 15%, almost a major dollars increase, when a proposed digital dollar was mooted at the earlier portion of the meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing that's driving the Bitcoin down today is the talk about the stimulus bill passing and the cryptocurrency, the e-currency, being involved in that, where the United States government will then. My question is, and there's not been anything that I've read in my research that answers it, what will you do with the greenbacks in your wallet? What will you do for anything that you might have as a savings? How does it go? What do they do? Do they recall that? Does it become do you become insolvent? You have to totally depend on the government. What is the status? How will that stand? Only God knows. But ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for seeing total 100% control by the federal government over every citizen in the United States of America. And God said it. That settles it. And when you study the scripture, you should be excited to understand that God's still on the throne. Ladies and gentlemen, don't give up, but look up, realizing our redemption draweth nigh. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air, ladies and gentlemen, as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.